USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at high risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week and voted down the booster for the general public. Before any shots can be administered, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision. And the Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met, while their benchmark for employment is not there yet. Powell also said that Congress's decision on raising the debt ceiling could change the Fed's future plans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The debate over raising the debt ceiling has only begun after the House passed a bill earlier this week to suspend that borrowing cap until next year. But the measure is expected to meet more resistance in the Senate. Lance Pry has more.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenge in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. So the debt ceiling will be raised as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As travelers return to the skies, some are finding the airports not so friendly. Tim Berg explains.
Although more travelers are returning to the skies, their satisfaction with airports is on the decline. A new J.D. Power study found travelers are upset with the limited food and retail options at airports across the country. This comes as many struggle to find employees. Travel intelligence lead at J.D. Power, Michael Taylor, says travelers were happy with any shops or restaurants being open in the height of the pandemic, but now they expect full service at the airport. One of the country's largest airports, Miami International Airport, has the most satisfied travelers. Meanwhile, the John F. Kennedy International Airport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport round out the top three. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron for the first time since Biden announced a defense partnership with the UK and Australia that prompted the Aussies to cancel a submarine deal with the French. During a 30-minute phone call Wednesday, Biden appeared to admit that there were missteps in the rollout of the Australian deal. In a joint statement, the leaders said the situation would have benefited from open consultations between allies, and President Biden had made a commitment in that regard. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.